It's the Daily Talk Show episode 930. Geez, fumbling over my words there. How are you?
Happy Tuesday, mate. Happy first day of December. First day of summer. Welcome here to the day. I don't know what I'm saying now.
Bublé is playing at our place.
Really? Oh, that's nice.
Not you know, live, but just Google.
Yeah. I was driving the kids to school, Amy and Bodie, and on the way back, I'm listening to some thug rap, you know, just a bit of gangster shit. And then all of a sudden, just this beautiful Christmas tune comes on. Amy's on the Spotify at her work putting on Christmas tunes for the office.
Beautiful. And talking so about thug rap, did you see Justin Bieber is upset that he's being classed as pop music rather than R&B?
Interesting. Is he actually up in arms?
Yeah. Yeah. Justin Bieber.
R&B versus pop. Nah.
I think it's R&B.
I mean, I don't know the genres enough. But if he wants to be R&B, I'm happy with that. But I think of R&B like the creeps in the, of the world, like R. Kelly. Like that sort of... I mean, he's modern. He's pop. He's popular.
So, this is from Toronto Sun. Justin Bieber slams Grammys for calling his music pop. Justin Bieber wants members of the Recording Academy to stop calling him a pop star. The London, Ontario-born singer-songwriter picked up a Grammy noms for Best Pop Vocal Album, Best Pop Solo Performance, Best Pop Duo Group Performance and Best Country Duo and Group Performance, but took to Instagram to vent his dissatisfaction. So, what is it? I just want to make sure, what is the... Yeah. I set out to make an R&B album. Changes was and is an R&B album. Is not being acknowledged as an R&B album.
Yeah.
Which is very strange to me. You're right.
Fair enough. There's a bunch of stuff about the Grammys going on. Like, The Weeknd is absolutely furious that he didn't win a Grammy. I mean, it's the ultimate baby spits the dummy. But he deserves a Grammy, let's be honest. He's written some huge tunes. But then there's people coming out saying it's a, you know, you got to know somebody. Like, it's one of these award shows that ends up being sort of a bit rigged because it's who you know.
Every single award show accused of this?
Like, well, if you think about it, I mean, there was recently the Australian Podcast Awards. Just think about it. That is not run by Apple. That is not run by Spotify. That is run by a couple of gronks that probably decided, let's do a podcast awards, and good on them. Like, they've done a great job. It'd be like you and I creating an awards ceremony. And so, my point being, it's not about the it's the podcast awards. It's about any of these things. A lot of them have been started at some point.
But even the broader picture, like Apple, Spotify, they're not in a place to create an awards night either, or if you want awards night, it sounds real pop, an awards night, doesn't it? But the
that point they would put on something pretty amazing if Apple did an event.
It might be nice, but I just don't know what the actual point of awards, like what the point is.
Well, you end up seeing that the people that are, it's like the Arias, right? It's like a certain, it becomes this sort of scene where a bunch of similar people are always together, and then
your window is getting done, by the way, in the background.
Keep full working, cutie. I've just got this cute little bloke in short shorts around doing my lawns and my and my windows. Yeah, it's my dad. He's fucking in good nick. I was thinking about it. It is very like not sceney, but like it's. You got to be a part of it. So, you got to play the game in a certain way to be a part of different awards shows, right? So, you got to be... There's always the fringe of creators that aren't networking in the right ways to be a part of these things. And so, you see how there's just, your point, a problem with all awards shows to some degree.
Well, do you remember the commercial radio awards, these things like... These people get upset and they think that it's unfair and all this. And then you see who is picking awards, and it becomes so political and everyone needs to be represented. What about the idea where it's like the way that podcasts are successful is based on whether you can build an audience and you can, you know, communicate to a crowd. Yeah. I just don't understand.
I know what you mean, but there is. It's like the prestige of television. It's like awards shows. I mean, I went to a fourth-year-old birthday over the weekend, and I mean, you're pretty lucky to win pass the parcel, aren't you? You got 10 kids. You're sending it around. The mum made sure that everybody got to open open at least once, which was very nice. She's like keeping check, and then by the end of it says, "Has everyone had a chance to open?" Yep, great. Now we'll go on to the winner. But you didn't want to put too much emphasis on the winner because the kids don't want to be rattled. So everybody won a piece of candy when they opened one layer.
I've got a theory. I think that kids' birthday parties are the equivalent of awards nights, because on the weekend we're in Pakenham, and there was, I'm not even joking, it was super windy and we were outside, but a family had created a media wall with stands where the kids could come and get photos.
Oh no, what was on the wall?
It was like bricks and stuff like that. It said like happy birthday.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah, I mean, whose social media is it for? I mean, it might be for the... Yeah, that's the difference. So, you've got the mum. My mum still has physical photo albums. And there's, I mean, Amy still has some from her childhood. We don't have any. We've just got a few on the wall, and then Instagram and our phones and Google Photos. And so, yeah, I mean, it is all for the gram. And that is the thing. It is all for optics, award shows. But because it doesn't mean that just because The Weeknd didn't win a Grammy doesn't mean he's no good. But it all helps. It depends on the music industry. If you've been awarded something, it might leapfrog you to the next or get you some attention. So it does work, or it does serve a purpose, but it's not for everybody. And I struggle to play the game of these things. But it's also rich.
Who does award shows empower?
Who does empower? It's the egos who are deciding, but also the people that win it, they might feel empowered that they've been picked. So, it is serving that older vibe of, I need to be picked for the thing I'm doing to know that I'm doing well. Which, even though I say that, and I am of the understanding that there is a version that people do want to be picked, it also, I know the feeling of it, and it feels good. It fucking feels real good, you know? Like when my son won Pass the Parcel.
Everyone did, though.
Over the weekend.
Did.
Well, not everyone fucking won a chalk holder. And he did. He walked away with a chalk holder.
Yeah, he had the chalk holder. They had the chalk. Who's the winner? Anyway, if you like awards nights, do it. It's not really my thing. Okay. So, Jess Lucas, the whip, has given me a gift. She gave this on, I think it was Thursday. Yeah. Put it in the boot of my car. Very annoying things going in the boot of the car because Bree straight away says, oh, what's this? I'm like, I don't actually know. But let's bring it upstairs. So,
okay.
What Jess has said is that this is a gift for the big media company team. It's relating to the show potentially.
Okay.
And she said you can open it up on the show.
All right, this is an unboxing, an unwrapping. And it's not, I mean, it's the Christmas month, so let's vibe the present opening.
Okay, here we go.
On the 1st of December.
All right, here we go.
Jesus. All right. Okay. Is it wrapped nicely at least?
Yeah, beautiful.
Oh, it's got Christmas wrapping.
Yep. BMC team. I'll read the card. Let's have a look.
Yeah.
That's the polite thing to do.
Yeah, great. Just one thing on Pass the Parcel. The annoying thing for the parent, having to wrap a present 15 times. Wrapping one's annoying.
But they're so shit. Like, it's so... Okay, the envelope's getting home. And the winner is... No, this is a card. Hang on a sec. Stand by.
All right, don't
rip the card.
I've
done a horrendous job of this, haven't I?
It's not your strong suit opening things.
No.
Okay. All right.
Fa la 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 la. And it's a llama.
Cute.
And a Christmas tree. My God, $100 cash just fell out. Okay. She's written in cursive, which is risky when you want it read out on air. Dear TJ, JJ, ML, GB. She's just gone with initials across the board. Thanks for Something every 1 year. Awesome. Okay. Thanks for an awesome year. I hope you all have a very happy and something, I think, relaxing Christmas. Here's to many more. Ham. I mean,
I'm going to back you up. I found Jess's diary the other day that she'd lost, and it was at the office. And I opened it, and I thought I'd been taken back to the 1940s. It was that cursive. Yeah. And this is well written, though. Like, so clean.
This is phenomenal. What a teacher, you know, where teachers would give notes to another teacher and you would be sent to send the note. And it was like written in code just by like joint writing. So I think it says, here's to many more hams, Anaheim in 2021. We're going to Anaheim.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it says that. Adnahem. And Adnehuaes. Adnehesis. In 20s. What's adventures? Adventures. You just like just adventures. Oh my goodness. Why is it so bad? And then what has she signed off? It looks like, is it meant to be Jess?
I think
it's from Gina. J-E-N-A. Jenna? Anyway. All right. Can you just write in all capitals in the future? Okay, here we go.
I mean, I'm the guy that rotates between capitals and lowercase throughout a word.
Right. You ready?
Okay, great. You're definitely a guy who's ripped a present when opening it.
Okay, so
turn around, show it. What is that?
Okay, you're going to have to read it. So it says adventures.
Adventure challenge, friends edition.
Okay, here we go.
Yes, so it's this a photo is album.
The adventure challenge, friends edition.
Is it
your friendship,
a photo album?
Your friendships are awaiting adventure. With this book as your guide, friends of all ages and group sizes alike can experience fun and excitement in a new and unique way. The catch? You don't know what that adventure will be until you scratch off the super secret adventure foil. Like a lottery ticket, but instead of losing $5, you actually get to do something fun. Whether you're making a mess, inventing a new game, or getting flirtatious with a new friend, yes. Your squad will connect with each other in all new ways. Spin the bottle coming to BMC
yes.
in 2021.
No, I like that. I like that. Maybe we could do like a Friday Arvo adventure scratch off. I'm excited about this. And so you scratch it and there's something that we have to do as a team or as the person doing it. Thanks, Jess.
Thank you, Jess. Kind. That's really lovely. It's what a great idea.
It's going to
be
good.
Great. Like we should, I think we could definitely do something. She just said it was because of Tommy's idea from GB's B-Day. What was the idea?
I can't remember.
Jess, don't connect dots for us. We don't know it. We can't remember what we say.
If Jess, more info. I appreciate it. I just like the idea itself. And George Martin has said, thanks, Jess Lucas. That's lovely, which is very nice.
On that sort of doing something on a Friday night thing got me thinking. The other day, I want
to
know.
You can't come to the Christmas party.
Yeah,
this
I
week.
can't come to the Christmas party. No. So, I think that I'm fairly new to drinking, there's these new things. There's these
Mate,
new
after
things.
After this year, 2021, you're actually, I've been drinking for quite some time now. That's what you're going to replace. I'm new to drinking.
So, I've discovered this thing. I want to know if this happens to you. I don't know what it's called, but it's having dreams that feel like they actually, after you drink, having a dream that is so realistic that you wake up and you think that it's happened.
Vivid dream, like a...
But not like a vivid dream. Like, all right, so I'll give you an idea. Hanging out with mates the other night, I woke up in the morning and I was like, oh my God, like I got a little bit tipsy. I was like, oh my God, I like said this thing that was so like out of character for me. And I was like, oh my, I can't believe I said it. And it got like quite the reaction. I was like, this is, I can't, like, I felt really bad. I was like sitting on the couch the next day. I was like, should I like say something? Like, I feel like, was it bad enough that like, I just don't want people to think that that's what I actually think. Like, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe you said it. And like, someone told me off about it. And I was like, yeah, of course. Anyway, so I bring it up to my mate. I was like, hey, I don't know if this actually happened, but I think that I said this and then everyone did this. And they were like, it didn't happen. But I was so glad that I brought it up because I spent a whole day just fretting, being like, this is
really?
I don't drink. I don't
did
drink.
Did you ask Bree?
Nah, because Bree wasn't even in the whole thing. And I was almost like, I felt so bad about it that I was just like, I'm not going to talk about it. And now I still don't know whether they're just being nice to me and just pretending that it didn't happen.
I don't
actually
know the
didn't
thing,
happen. Yeah.
But what did the thing
it was
that
just
you
a slur. It was just like
the
a
thing
slur
you say, did you believe it? Do you honestly believe it internally?
No, so this was the whole thing. This is what was so fucked up. It's like I said this thing and I was like, why did I think that was funny at all? It'd be something that you'd hear on the playground in 1995,
type of deal.
And I was like, oh my God, like, of course I got told off. Like, I said this thing, like, I shouldn't say this thing. And so it was just a bizarre feeling where I was actually quite freaked out after I spoke to them and I said, hey, did I, it wasn't even, did I say this? I was just like, hey, I just want to say sorry if you got, remember this thing. And like, that didn't happen.
I mean, did someone spike your drink?
But then this also happened with a few weeks earlier. I thought that I saw an Insta story from someone doing this whole thing. And I remember sitting there watching it. And then I was speaking to you about it and we're like, no, that didn't happen either. So I'm a bit fucking freaked out at the moment.
So I've just said alcohol disrupts your sleep cycle and can interfere with your REM sleep. REM sleep is the sleep stage where you will often have vivid dreams or nightmares, which means when alcohol affects your REM, it can bring on bad dreams. I mean, maybe that's where you're getting these are bad dreams because you're like, or compromising dreams. Bad dreams don't have to be zombies like Bodhi's dreams. They could be you've said the wrong thing or you're getting cancelled. I mean, that's a bad dream. So Josh Jansen's being cancelled.
I don't want to be cancelled. So sciencefocus.com sounds legit. They say many people use alcohol to help them sleep. Do they? All right, give me a sec. That's a terrible fact. The headline, we love a headline. Why do alcohol drinks give me vivid dreams? That's all you need to know. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, here we go. Can alcohol cause lucid dreams? Did I say lucid dreams? No. Vivid dreams and nightmares. With alcohol in your system, you're more likely to have intense, colourful dreams and nightmares as you sleep. As your sleep patterns ebb and flow. You may or may not remember them, but they can be lucid or give you a feeling that you are half awake and half asleep. Oh, that's the lucid dream. You kind of feel like you're gauging your surroundings, but you're still asleep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's weird. I mean, fuck, you are new to drinking.
Well, I think that maybe part of it is being so close from drinking to going to sleep. Maybe that's part of it.
I mean, yeah, but there's also like there's some fears too. Like I've had dreams when I've been drinking that I've done something bad, done something like you're saying, it's like you did something out of character for you. Like I've had heaps of dreams when I'm drinking. I just don't take much. And
but so I thought it was real. So the thing is, I was like,
the blend.
Because the thing is, it's sort of this vagueness where it's like time's all fucked up. But then I couldn't connect the dots of how I got there. So yes. I was like, I knew what I said, but I don't know how I got into that position where I was saying it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's dangerous. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've got our Christmas party for Big Media Company this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there could be. I mean, Tully might bring the beer bong. Who knows? It sounds a bit, you know, quite appropriate. Could be some funny dreams after that. Or you might say something that night. How are you feeling about it?
Well, no, I just think, you know, as a business owner, I should probably, like,
go set the
standard, set the standard and get my stomach pumped. No, no, I should be somewhat responsible and just ease into it. I mean, we're doing. Can we say what we're doing? I guess we can.
Yeah, yeah? I think we've said. Yeah, we're doing.
Yeah, the cork and canvas. It's so it's you know pump. you paint something, and then you drink at the same time.
Yeah.
And then we're going to like a gin. We're going to a gin place, which should be good in Richmond.
Very excited. Today's a big day, guys. 1st of December, first day of summer, but first day that I can have coffee again. I haven't had coffee in a month.
Oh, that's exciting. Have you actually had it yet?
No, not yet. Not yet. I will after this with my dad, you know, do a celebratory, you know, dad, you've done well. You've done the lawns and the windows. congratulations. I'll get you a coffee.
Oh, that's nice.
So, for his payment, I'll buy him a coffee and then I'll get myself one. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. One a day. That's my rule. One a day. That's as much good. As I like
a strong one.
Fucking
strong three quarter.
Yeah, I'll get that because I'll be too disappointed if it comes, you know, a week later. I'll be furious. Yeah.
So, we did talk about December 1 being the date where we were going to talk about our intentions a little bit.
Yep. Well, your intentions are clear with the bike that you got yesterday and the photos you were sending through of your sweaty face.
Oh, I'm fired up. It is so good. Like the trainers or whatever Bri was saying, like, do you know that you're responding to them? During, like, she's like, how are you? What did she say? I was just like, are you feeling it? I'm like, yeah, as I'm riding up a hill.
But, so, Josh has got a spin bike with a TV on it, basically, if we're to sort of reduce it to that. But it's a lot more intense than that. But you've already started your riding.
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah, so I did a ride for about 26 minutes this morning, Utah, up a hill. That was sort of, I'm feeling, I think that that's why I'm coughing. I feel like it's sort of.
The altitude's got you.
She does talk
about
the altitude.
You're still stuck in Utah.
No, I feel like it's a little bit like just fucking this whole exercise thing, just move shit around. Oh my God, I put my Lycra on. What a look. What a look.
Yeah?
It's just like.
Feel good? Or feel yucky?
No, it feels good. It's, you realize when I bought it, I didn't feel that body confident, but like wearing it, I've got a whole new appreciation with how I looked then, because putting it on now, it's sort of like I'm, you know, worried for the zipper as I'm like zipping it up, but it's it's got the, what is it, the middle aged man, the mammal, the middle aged man in Lycra. It's got that vibe. Yeah. It's like I look like someone that you would see. It's sort of a inner city cafe where they're sort of like limping along because they've got their bike shoes in. But it's no, I'm enjoying it. I was looking at, they've got a leaderboard, and so I'm like trying to see how I'm going on the leaderboard with this ride.
This is online, like a collective leaderboard of everybody that's a part of it.
Yeah, and so. I was 200 out of 400.
Yeah. How good would it be if you were mates with like Lance Armstrong and you and he came over, you're like, mate, can you just fucking get us to number one? can you just set a record for me? And then that's it. I'll say it's me.
But it is good fun. I'm trying to think. The seat, it's hard getting comfortable to the seat, but because it's like a proper bike seat. Mm. And so it really hurts your gooch, but I think you're better off just leaning into it and getting comfy rather than, you can get replacement seats, but I think that it's not a good idea because you're essentially not riding the, but like it's going to change the whole thing of it. You end up chafing.
Like people who squat with a piece of foam on their neck. Mm-hmm. It's like that was always shunned in the gyms that I trained in. And now I have a patch on my shoulders from holding a barbell on both sides that is missing hair. Like it literally, you don't need laser hair removal, just fucking squat and use a heavy barbell. and it's literally rubbed off. I'd get like scabs there. It's rubbed off my hair. But it's the same. It's like you actually get used to it. And by the time you've done it for a while, you can't feel it. Mm-hmm. So you won't be able to feel Uranus pretty soon, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I definitely feel it. No, but it is good fun trying to do a couple of 25-minute ones a day to start. You can see how you can overdo it because it's just sitting there. You just want to jump on and do another ride.
Just get a stretch as well, dude. Otherwise, you'd just be tight.
You're just warming up as well. Yeah, definitely feeling it in the hips. But yeah, so something around the bike stuff. I think I'll dial in how many kilometers I should be doing a day. I rode to halfway to Mason's place. So you've got Google Maps. And so I set, from Collingwood to Bournemouth North to his address. So
did you?
It was funny gear and just, riding along, but it's fucking hilly around that way. Like I had to go up.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so it was
up to the Q junction.
Yeah, that's what got me. But the one thing I need to work out is that they use Street View, and so it puts up a photo every sort of 3 seconds or something. But they haven't completely dialed it in because sometimes you're on the opposite side of the road. So you're seeing cars coming towards you. not the whole time, but yeah, that was one thing. But I think something around the exercise stuff, moving every day, all trails. If anyone wants to get into walking and they don't want to buy a bike, in December I am going to be using All Trails a lot, which is like it's like a hiking app, so you can hike in different places. And so if anyone wants to follow me on there, I think if you search Josh Jansen, I'll follow you back and we can track our hikes together.
Cute. No, I think what we did it a couple of years ago, the word, Jason Fox inspired, choosing a word. I've kind of got a theme I'm playing with that sort of encapsulates, health and doing stuff. It's not necessarily work focused, but it's like how to be more optimal in yourself. Like you'll only be a better version of yourself in all other areas if you've, you got that consistent regime in that just makes you feel good. Did you feel good after 20 minutes on the bike?
Well, the thing is this is a classic thing, isn't it? During, you're like, this is painful. But then I think that the reframe for me is it's like it's meant to be painful. Especially at the start, like when you're getting used to it, like that whole thing of like, no, you need to do X amount of rides and then it becomes comfy. I think that part of it is that I would sit on a bike. I'm like, oh, this is not comfy. It's not designed for me. And then I wouldn't do it. But if it's like, okay, it's not designed for anyone. It's not like no one's sort of like positioned to feel good on the bike from day one. And then you can keep going. But the other thing I think that helps is it's like, it's the perfect combo, I feel, for me, which is like investment, financial investment, and then also like it takes up a little bit more space and it's a bit obnoxious. And so I think that obnoxious thing becomes this great noisy thing. Like this feels like this is my last. If I can't make this work, I'm fucked. You know what I mean?
No, I appreciate it. And I agree.
Because you're not saying, you know what, like what I need is a rower.
It's not happening.
There's at least 3 years of doing this every single day. Like, that's what this deserves. 3 years every single day before
just 1 year. Do 365.
Yeah.
The 365 challenge, that'll get you going, unless it's a leap year, and then it's not 365. Mm-hmm. Don't think it is. Was this year the leap year?
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
The Olympics were meant to be on.
Oh, yeah. What happened to that?
I got coronavirus, dude.
They did.
Leap year. It was, leap year began on Wednesday, 1st of January, ends on the 31st of December. So, it...
Every 4 years.
This year is a leap year. What a fucking year. Weird shit happened. We can delete it because it is the leap year. Just finish it.
Internal optimization, you're saying?
Yeah. I think with it, we said we weren't going to go into it too hard. But there is definitely the power in the premise of don't wait till January 1 to start the thing that you want to do. I've already started. I'm feeling good about it. For some reason, I've got more motivation than I think I would if I was doing this January 1. And I feel like I'm getting ahead of the curve You know, like this is some hack. You're like, fuck, let's start a bit earlier. Mm-hmm. Let's get it going. Let's start implementing some of these things. So, if there is something you want to do, get started today. Why not December 1 rather than Jan 1?
Yeah, it does give you the time. But also, the other thing too is the idea. So, I think a lot of people would say, why would you start during Christmas? It's the hardest time. You know, December, the holidays, all that sort of thing. But also, like, a brilliant time, which is like, if you can make it work, if you can do a version. So, for me, it's not like I'm going to go to Christmas parties and not eat. But I'll just have like some turkeys and potato and veggie. Like I don't need to eat a whole bucket of M&Ms. You know?
Yeah. Yeah,
which the thing is, that, which I think that I've always given myself a pass, which is like it's Christmas. The main goal is to feel sick at the end of the day. Like let's lean into it. Mm. And so you don't need to do that.
But, yeah, for me, it's even like, so at least exert if you're going to do something destructive. It's when you end up throwing it all out. You've thrown out movement. You've thrown out any sort of resistance to the naughtiness of Christmas food. Mm-hmm. And then you just like, become January 1, you know you're just fucking rolling into the new year. It's like, oh, God, fuck.
Yeah.
I'm tired. I'm lethargic. My blood sugar's fucked. It's like it's all gone. Anyway, I'm excited. I'm excited to see you fucking get those legs just rock solid.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. You really
those rider legs.
Really feel it, you know.
No, but what are you doing? Are you Tell us.
No, so the thing is okay. I know, because I've got more. You don't want to hear more?
Well, I've got to go for coffee with my dad.
Okay, yeah.
This is a real addict.
Yeah,
addict.
Yeah. It's definitely around this. There's definitely stuff around the social media stuff, I'm sure, that you'll go, or like apps, like just fucking scroll time, which we're all going to implement.
Yeah, just too much fucking scrolling. Parenting, some parenting things as well. Mm. There's many things that I want to implement. It's just, I think that word sort of can summarize for me the word where you pick a word for your year. It kind of sets an intention. I've had one that was consistency another year, and then whatever I pick, I want it to sort of encapsulate, you know, work, family, health, those kind of three areas that end up being your life.
They never change, do they? It's always the same.
It never does. It's just about how you've reframed them and what drive or what reason you have for committing to something. And so, yeah, I'm
Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. Send us what you are doing for the new year. If you do want to join me on all trails, let me know. Or if you have a bike that has iFit, we can become friends on there as well. Great. All right. Well, enjoy December 1. We'll see you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See you, guys.